From the KTLO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. The Juneau School District Board of Education is expected to pass a budget at a special meeting tonight. The board made last-minute changes at its Tuesday meeting and now needs to rebalance the proposed budget. The previous budget was based on savings from unfilled staff positions this year and assumed 3% of next year's positions would be unfilled. But on Tuesday, board members took that assumption out. That's because anticipating a set vacancy rate could jeopardize a financial buffer for the following year. The financial ins and outs are complicated. What it means is savings that come from vacancies are unreliable. Board Vice President Elizabeth Sidden says she prefers to base the budget off of known savings. She says planning for vacancies ahead of time could leave fewer savings that can go towards the following year's budget.
Let's utilize the previous year's known vacancy savings, and next year we will utilize FY26, but we won't be like, oh, it's 99% of this year's because we put 1% of it in, right? So let's, as a practice, because we're starting this year, which I think is a good practice, let's be clean about it and utilize the previous year's vacancy factor.
The change would throw the current proposed budget off by more than $700,000. But savings from this fiscal year mean the district has only about $100,000 to make up for a balanced budget. The board directed the district administration to find things that can be paid for ahead of time with savings and find places to cut. The budget is still based on a $400 increase to the state per student allocation. The Alaska House passed a bill Wednesday that includes a $1,000 increase, which still needs to go through the Senate. The school board will meet at 5:30 tonight at Thunder Mountain Middle School. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently sunny. The low tonight is around 21 degrees. Tomorrow looks much the same with a high of 33 and a low of 25 and clear skies. Saturday and Sunday also look sunny and cold with temperatures between 20 and the mid-30s. And the podcast version of this newscast is quite a bit shorter than usual because due to a technical error, the stories that aired on yesterday's podcast air today in newscasts. So we're playing catch up. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for your patience.